The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, when we walk to the Ed Sheeran show, does it rap, R&B, and everything we know. From hip-hop, beats the soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Talk the music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life with goals. Right here on Ed Sheeran, the story unfolds.
Ed Sheeran's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Hey,
music, culture, and a whole lot.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome to the Aunt Taylor Show. My name is Aunt Taylor. How's everybody doing? You could be anywhere, but you are now here with me. And man, do I really appreciate that. Welcome to everybody, old and new. I like to welcome the new stations that have picked up the Aunt Taylor Show. And also say what's up to all of the other stations that have been rocking with me, man. You know I can't do this without any of y'all, man. And I love y'all on the Aunt Taylor Show, where we feature artists, entrepreneurs, musicians, rappers, singers, R&B stars, you know what I'm saying? All that good stuff, man. This week's episode, we got the man from Sacramento, California, by the name of Big Man, an artist, writer, videographer, producer, rapper extraordinaire, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, y'all gonna have a good time, man. Sit back, man, and let's get to this show.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control.
Let's go.
Chubby waist, thick legs in shape. Rump shaking both ways, make you do a double take. Planet rocker, showstopper, flow popper, head knocker, beat scholar, tail dropper. Do my thing, motherfucker. Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, blue Medina, always beaming. Rag top, chrome pipes, blue lights, out of sight. Long weed, sold in, say it again, sold in. Make that money, throw it in. Booty bouncing, gone weed.
Sing on a cappella.
We're gonna make you lose control and let it go, for you know you're gonna hit the flow.
I rock to the beat till I'm fire.
The walk in the club is fire.
Get it crunk and wired. Wave your hands, scream louder.
If you smoke, then fight up. Bring the roof down and holler.
If you tipsy, stand up. DJ, turn it louder.
Take somebody by the waist and now throw it in their face like
hypnotic, robotic, this here will rock your bodies.
Take somebody by the waist and now throw it in their face like
systematic, ecstatic, this hit be automatic.
You know what? This is the Aunt Taylor Show. Sitting here with my main man from Sacramento, California. Actor, writer, rapper, extraordinaire. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. B-I-G-G-M-A-N-N. That's right. Big Man is in the house. What's happening, Big Man?
What's up, man?
Man, no complaints here, brother. No complaints here. Man, glad to have you on the show, man. Finally, man, it's been a minute, man. We 27, 28 shows in. There was no sign of Big Man. You know what I mean? Now Big Man is finally here. You know what I'm saying? Big Man and I have a history where we go back a long ways with this radio stuff. We had a successful radio show together many, many, many moons ago. And man, yeah, to reunite, reunite with Big Man on the air again, man, is something special. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a meaningful time for me. So, to tell us a little something about yourself, my man.
You know, rapper extraordinaire, man. Just mixing, mastering, and just perfecting that craft. Getting my hours in, man.
Man, I feel you, man. I feel you, man. This is a good time for you, man. I mean, I know you're on your rundown and what you're doing, man. What are you working on now?
We got the album dropping on August 13th with Reverations. It is what it is, you feel me? And then, got the album with my big bro, Ant Taylor, you know what I'm saying? Quiet as Kept. You know, we already got that done. That's in the chamber. And then me and Almighty D about to knock one out the park after I'm done with Reverberation. So we just keeping it going. And then I got me and my partner SD. We got a EP I'm working on with him right now. So got some C-Dub production on there. We mobbing right now. We just feeling.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. So let's back up a little bit. For music, where did it all start for Big Man?
It started over in South Sac. I was staying in Sunny Slope, and like, you talk about my first rap or when I was just inspired by hip hop, period.
But I mean, did you call yourself Big Man before you started rapping?
I started calling myself Big Man when I was going to Hiram Johnson in Sac, and they had a fraternity. So I was on the step team, and my name was Big Brother Big Man, you feel me? So I just took that name and just kept that little moniker and, you know, kept rapping under that name. Well, in 1993 when I wrote my first rap.
That's wild. That's wild. So what made you put pen to pad on that very first rap?
My homeboy, God rest his soul, Jamal Ryans, he was rapping. He was from North New Jersey. And we'd all be at the playground. Folks would be making beats on the bench. And then people would be rapping, and I was just watching. And then I was like, I already knew a couple of my homeboys rapped as being rhythm. And I always wanted to try to dabble in it when I see them do it. And then it was just right in front of me right then and there. They started beating on the bench, and then my homeboy Jamal Ryans, he was rapping, and he had that East Coast flow. And then I was like, you know what, I'm finna do it. So I went home, and I just wrote over somebody's song. I didn't pay attention to their words. It was still in the background, and I just wrote. And then next thing I know, my partner Anthony Newbold was rapping, and then Marvin Scott, he come around the corner. He had a lab around the corner, and my mom knew him, Marvin Scott, and then he was like, you can rap? I said, I can rap, man, I got one. And I let him hear the rap. He said, man, come on, let's go. Down the corner, went around the corner, light it down, man. And that one was back. And the homeboy had been new ball with me, so I don't even know where that track at, but we knocked out one, and it was on ever since. And then it just got nonstop. It was addiction, bro.
My goodness, do you remember the lyrics of that first rap?
I do not. I don't.
Man,
but I read it for me, bro. It's homies that will tell me the lyrics from my first one of some of my first raps, and it's a trip, man. I'll be like, I wonder why I can't remember it, but I write so much. Like I have to like sometimes listen to old projects to make sure I'm not repeating myself, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Make sure you're not plagiarizing yourself, huh? All right. Hey, okay. So we got that Big Man in 1993, that very first record. And then after that, right, it spawned a career that lasted many, many decades all the way till today and so on. So in between that time period, though, what happened? What was the next move for you after that 1993 first recording?
After that was... We started working with it was a promoter that did all the community centers. I can't remember the guy's name, but I know the homie Chopper was under his promotion company. I got under his promotion company, Paul, and then do, like take us around in limousines, go out the red carpet, and we just go into the Oak Park Community Center, or we just go into the George Sim Community Center. But he had us like we were stars, you know what I'm saying? And it's like some of my first shows that ever happened, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, I was like, I was hungry for more. Whatever came with that life, I was hungry for more at that time.
That's dope. I mean, you got now to date, you have more albums than there is Aunt Taylor shows. You know what I mean? I think you're in the 20s somewhere, right? Yeah, you in there, man. So.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying, bro. What's up, man? You already know, man. I'm trying. We talking 7 years? Or whatever the Death of Bill Cosby came out, that was my last album, you know? And so what? That's 2018.
2018 was your last album. So you took a little bit of a hiatus on the album stuff. But we're going to get there, man. You trying to advance us too soon, man. And people want to hear about, they trying to hear about the big man. You know what I mean? How does a person become the artist today, big man? And along the way, man, some of the people you work with, the features, you had a long stint in production, mixing, mastering, man. Crazy big man time. So now we up to you starting to record your first album. How did that experience happen and go down for you?
That was my baby, Charisma. And basically Maximilian, at the time it was Maximilian. If you don't like call him Max, that dude right there, he is a lifesaver. He saw me grinding, hustling. He used to come through to the pad. I had the 4-track, a keyboard. He'd make hella beats. And these were like just songs that went nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was just working on our craft. But he hooked up with Big Pooh at Hustle Hole. And Big Pooh started a label. And he was like, he put out a compilation. So Max got me on the compilation. He was like, come on in, the studio time's paid for. And then after that, Pooh was like, okay, now I want to put out 3 artists. He basically was going to invest in just Max. And Max was like, nah, man, you need to get Big Man, you need to get Eclipse the Hustler, which he's called NSN Clip of the Day. So, man, he sit us down. That could have been all Max's money to invest in him on his rollout and everything. But this man, Pooh, shots out to him. He laid down 15 in front of each of us. So that's 45,000 in cash on the table. Like, I'm gonna invest 15 in you, 15 in you, or 15 in you. It's gonna include studio time, pressing up the albums, you know what I'm saying? Whatever we all needed, clothes, all that. So ain't nobody ever did that for me, and that was because of Max. So it was on. We ended up getting the studio. He ended up getting studio time from Slow Mo and Oak Park. Next thing I know, man, I had a day, Max had a day, and Clips had a day. And each of us had our days per week, the same day per week to record. Go in there and record on our album. And then that Friday, we go back in there, and that was to mix. Or if we had a feature that was on the album, they would feature on Friday, or we would mix on Friday. But every Monday, I believe my day was Mondays. So a Monday was mine. Tuesday was either Max or Clipses, and then that third day was either Max or Clipses, and we was going in. We was hella happy, bro. Off top,
we knew like it. That sounded like it. So that first album, Charisma, did you start producing by that time already, or were you mainly focusing on the presentation of the lyrics?
No. At that time, I produced the majority of my albums back then.
So the production was primarily, and I know on a lot of your albums you did a lot of production, and at some point you decided to invite some other producers in to contribute, along with a slew of features. You want to name some of the people that, and we're not doing this for bragging's sake, but all these people need recognition. If you can just name some of the people that you've collaborated with, it'll be great.
Going like Keith the Sneak, shout out to San Quinn, Jacka, God rest his soul. He worked for E-40. Inka Holly, God rest his soul, aka Dolly Rock. We talking Bueno, the great Queen Marvelous. D Nutty. Man, I mean, the list is long, man, you know.
On the female side, was Marvelous in there anywhere?
Yeah, Marvelous was on the first album. She was on Charisma, the actual title track for the album, Charisma. She's on that track.
Dope. So let's do this, man. I don't want to put you on the spot, but we're not going to say who the five top. We're going to say who's the five most influential Sacramento rappers in your time.
In my time, influential, man, got to say Marvelous, Brother Lynch, Sebo, Pete Nutty. They're going to kill me for this short one because I want to say... and Dolly Rock, King Kahali. Yeah.
Yes. And you know the thing is, and I know it's only five because Sacramento has a great amount of amazing talent coming out of Sacramento. I mean, we got people selling millions, we got people selling thousands, and they all just as dope. You know what I mean? And I'll attest to that. Sacramento, y'all put it in, man. Y'all definitely put it in down there, man. And big ups to that, man. So let me ask you this question. We got past the first album, and then it just took off. It was album after album after album. What's your favorite Big Man album?
Let's go with King Big Man, because I started trying to sing on my song when I was using the auto-tune. I had a lot of fun doing that album.
Yeah, Big Man, King Big Man was one of my favorites too. It was one of my favorites of the newer set. Even though, I mean, when was that, like 2016, 15, somewhere in the area?
Well, that was, I believe 20, because I just started out with Cat Beans right before that. So that was about 2011. It was 2010 or 2009, 2010.
Wow, really?
We did Joe Clark in 2008. We did the Joe Park album.
Man, yeah. You know what? I do realize that now, because I was living in the city when that album came out, man. That was like when I called a school ride when I had to take the kids to school, because it took like an hour to get them to school and stuff. I just pop in that King Big Man, play that bad boy, man. That was a joint, man.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, definitely, man. So if we move forward a little bit, you did have a stint with Cap Biz,
right?
Which was interesting amount of songs came out of that, and sometimes,
right?
And I heard some things that were a little bit different from you, your stylings. You did a little switch up, but if anybody knows Big Man, you've been switching. You know, you've been going through styles, man. You got a bunch of styles you can go through on one song. You can hit a couple of different styles, man, and that's amazing, man, because. You know, anybody out there listening right now, because I don't want you to get off this show and not remember anything, pull up, just Google Big Man, Google the word G-E-D-D-O-G, so you can check it out. So afterwards, you can, all this stuff I'm talking, you can get your verification, you know what I'm saying? You can find my man Big Man streaming, you can find him on YouTube, you can find him on Google. He everywhere, he doing his thing and putting it down. So what we're going to do next is we're going to get into one of these Big Man tracks from his new album. You want to go ahead and introduce your new song?
Yeah, man. This first one is called I Am Everything, man. Produced by Jamaze. And, man, we just working, man. We just putting our heads down and working. And y'all know how the outcome be, especially if you humble. Y'all know how the outcome be when your head is down and you just working and grinding. So this is what it is.
I Am Everything. Big Man, we'll be right back.
What's up, y'all? It's Kelda Music, aka Diva, and you are listening to the Aunt Taylor Show. Ow!
Pop Pop made this one.
Hey, I am everything. Say what you want. You mean what you thought. Go the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell 'em, bruh. I am everything. Say what you want. You mean what you thought. Go the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell 'em, bruh. Straight to the top, now the vibe is on me. Get to know Big, I'm inside of a song D. Don't stop popping out at the war beef. Petty, yeah, I know. When I try to let go, let shit slide one time and it back for more. Like I ain't the one you can play with. Take note, better than your mind, all I do is maintain. A hella like me ought to get up off the brain, I'm sure. Nothing around here demure. Make sure you come to California, get this tour. Don't do too much talking, lead a walker to the pros. Gangbangers, East Coast to West Coast. Not familiar with the politics, all up on the podcast. Loose lips sink ships. Ain't no honor amongst men. They follow the lame trends and expect respect. Running their jaws, damn.
I am everything. Say what you want. What you want. You mean what you thought. What you thought. Go the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell them, bruh. I am everything. Say what you want. What you want. You mean what you thought. What you thought. Go the way you thought it would go, huh? Yeah. I am everything. Try to tell them,
this whole game need a facelift. We accept anything and that's some weird shit. I never comprehend nor bow down to suckers. It ain't in me, pause. Y'all laws is beyond me. What you seeing out the window ain't nobody gon' greet, though. Tell themselves lies, now they comfortable. All content forever in the stint they been in. Never getting out the rut and putting quarters in. Don't hurt them, cause past hurting gotta touch them. Half-assed there, fucking roaches, feet crunching. Crush them all, not a distance for all of y'all. Any takers? Come on, meet you, make them muck a muck a one time. Two, three times through your mind. And I'm the one they say shit to. I understand, understand that they plot, that they plan. They never gave a damn when I lit the hell for him. Like, damn.
I am everything. Say what you want. What you want. You mean what you thought. What you thought. Go the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to tell them, bruh. I am everything. Say what you want. What you want. You mean what you thought. What you thought. Go the way you thought it would go, huh? Yeah. I am everything.
Try to tell them, bruh.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the Ant Taylor Show. You were just listening to I Am Everything by the man of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Man is in the house. You know what I'm saying? That was one heck of a track, man. That was one heck of a track. I'm digging it, man. I like the flow. I like the content. I like the production. It's the, you know, I'm a mix guy. The mix was extraordinary. You know what I mean? So I was digging it, man. I was digging it. So what made you make a song like that?
I ain't gonna lie, I am everything kind of like I practice stoicism. So, you know, somebody have a bad day, they come at me sideways or whatever, I'd be like, well, maybe somebody hurt this person, or, you know, I try to like not just shy away, but I give them a benefit of the doubt because I'm not petty like that no more. You know what I'm saying? To even fall into something like that. So I'm whatever you want me to be. But I know for a fact I have everything. No matter what we do in my presence, you're going to remember it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's something that's creative, if it's painting. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to hate art, but I could paint my ass off now. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I am everything. It's what the song says. And it had a lot of little messages in there about how people go on the podcast saying whatever they want to say, and it just didn't gain no backlash behind that, and you don't get caught up. And we've seen it in various situations. I'm not going to say, but we've seen people go on podcasts and just really get, you know, fed it out. You know what I'm saying? They outed by the feds, you feel me? So, you know, it's just a lot of things going on in this world, man. We just got to hold ourselves accountable for it.
But you know what, man, the allure of a and please, legal departments from these people, please don't contact me because this is a fair statement. But the allure of being on a Vlad TV or a No Jumper seems interesting, but you are putting yourself out there when you do that and when you don't talk about just your music. If you're an artist, just go on there, talk about your music. They ask you a question that's dumb, talk about how beautiful your kids are, how beautiful the world is. Don't fall for the okie doke. The okie doke, I mean, it's like how they say, oh, these people is a popo. Hey man, look, have you ever been interrogated by the police? These are the same types of questioning. Roundabout, get you talking, get you comfortable. Oh, you good. And next thing you know, you facing 25 to life from an internet show. You know what I mean? So that's crazy. That's a crazy dynamic that exists in this world, man. So if you ever come on the Ant Taylor show, we will never ask you questions like that to get you caught up in something. You know what I mean? Because whatever you did, that's your thing. And you need to repent, get right, and if there's some punishment involved, it ain't gonna come by way of the Ant Taylor show. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, it's a hold on a second, man. I missed a very important moment here at one second. Where is that thing at? Okay, I'm back. So yeah, you're not gonna come on to a show like the Ant Taylor show, get caught up. And I advise you not to go on those much larger shows and get caught up. And I'm gonna we need one of these. Because you gotta play it smart. You know what I mean? You gotta play it smart, man. All right. So back to I Am Everything, man. That's gonna be a classic joint. Let's hear a little bit about this album, man. I know there were so many albums in between, but there's no way we can get it all in an hour, man. So let's go a little bit about this new Big Man album. Tell me a little bit.
Well, the new Big Man album, I literally just finished the album with you, and we had just approved all the songs, and then I go, you know what? My birthday is next month. I'm going to do an album. And so I already have a few in the chamber that I knew I wanted to use as references. So we got those together first, and then I was like, you know, wrote a few new ones, and it's been 7 years, man. I was like, nope, I just want to give myself an album for my birthday.
This album, though, you were just about to say what this album, you did say actually how it came together after 7 years, but what does this album mean to you?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's everything. This is everything. This is me right now. This is where it's covered what didn't happen in the last 7 years. And it's just a journey, a test of time, you know what I'm saying? And it's everything that I've been through. And I can't be more happier with this project. I just got two, three more days until, and then I'm going to be able to actually kick back and listen to the whole thing. But
That's dope.
Yeah, I just wanted to give myself something. As long as, you know, my core fans is happy with it as well, because it's not really for everybody. This is just for me and my core fans. And if anybody beyond that like it, I appreciate it. And if you love it, support it.
Hey, we're going to get to this next song called I Want to Be Your Man by Big Man. And after that, we're going to be back with more Ant Taylor's show. Stick around. Don't go nowhere. I'm already up in your speakers. Don't think I can't come no further than that.
The Takers. That's right. Got another one. Okay. That's right.
Like I can hear my mother telling me, Marco, don't pass her up. That special light is shining in you, please continue as you was. I ain't here to interrupt, get in the way of your goals. I'm just admiring your essence, where this go, no one knows. I know you got a few tattoos, but they look good on you. Just close your eyes and take my arm, then you can touch mine too. Ghetto, this could be it, we on the phone until you get sleepy. Next day we back at it, texting, I'm flirting, I know you see it. Weekday every evening, show you the notice, witness me peeping. Don't get litty no more, so I am sure that I am not geeky. A simple man is in your presence, potentially trying to stretch it. If you interested, I see a future with you, it's a blessing. Be your man, I never take you for granted, always protect you. Ain't no level, no limit, I can't get to it, all respect, but take a chance on the vibe and the connect when you feel it too. Can't say I waited around forever, these feelings they got.
My heart is blind sometimes, I can't see anyone but you.
Only you, baby.
Those other faces fade, baby, don't change my view. So I need you to know, yeah, yeah.
I wanna be your man.
I wanna be your man.
Come on.
I wanna hold your hand. Yes, I do, baby.
I wanna be your man.
I wanna be your man. Let's go.
I wanna be your forever.
I just wanna be your man.
Let's lock it in. everything's official. Tell me your thoughts on the A. What we create and make a distance could be destiny's fate. A few dates out in the city, you passengers see you pretty. You know it, you not so ditty. I love it about you, really. Ain't no following trends. Yeah, society hella iffy. 1 minute they hold you down and they switch up quick as a hiccup. Ain't no pickup lines, real illa. I'm bout minds. Wanna make you that where we at? This our time. I wanna see some sunsets with you. Sex, you see you flexible. Everything that has to do with next to you, the best of you, exceptional. Orbit round the moon, extraterrestrial. Your sexiest celestial. Look, ma, you got me fessing for you. Take it all in, breathe with it. Your decision determines your best interest. I'ma respect it regardless, cause either way, where my heart is, I done spoke my piece. Some call it shooting a shot, I call it that real
one. My heart is blind, sometimes I can't see anyone but you. You're my vision. Those other faces fade, babe, they don't change my view.
Incredible, babe.
So I need you to know. Just wanna say, oh,
I wanna be your man.
Wanna be your man, yeah.
Oh, I wanna hold your hand.
Yes, I do.
Stars and the moonlight,
where dreams come true.
Let's fly high.
Just say you'll be mine. I promise I'll stand
tall. Won't let you go.
This love we'll find, we can conquer it all.
I wanna be your man.
I wanna be your man
forever. I wanna hold your hand.
Oh yes, I do.
On the car wash. It's LaRue. What's up?
Hey, what up, dog? Hey, this AJ, dog. I had bought my Cadillac down there, dog. It was a 2001 Seville.
All right.
I had got the premium car wash, dog. Only thing I complained about, dog, is some stuff missing out of my car, dog. Man, it seemed like, dog, my girl upset. You know what I'm saying?
Out of your car, dude.
Dog, I had a scale in there, dog. I had a dime bag of weed. Some
yeah, stuff. What in there, man?
A scale, my
listen, my dude, we don't do like that. So
dog,
what's up?
Dog. I had some silver. I had two packs of silver sweets in there, dog.
What you talking about, dude?
Dog, then I had some leftover Benihanas in there, dog. Man, I took my good and been there with all the drugs.
My your wig.
Dog,
had
dog.
To do with what was left in
dog,
your car.
All,
what's in your car is your responsibility.
Dog,
put
dog.
Put it out when
dog,
you get in there, then.
Dog.
What?
All
listen,
the
at my car wash, my
dog.
Brother, we don't do like that.
No, I came and I had took my girl in there.
In your car.
My girl asked me
car, man.
Where her leftover Benihana said, we talk. I'm like, woo, 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 dog. I had got like some fried rice, dog, some shrimp. My girl ain't never had lobster before, dog. She was going
to
warm that up.
Girl,
my girl was going to eat
that. All
that
other bull that you be carrying.
Dog, my girl
was
going to eat that while
so
she walking.
Calling here to my business and trying to.
Dog, two boxes of Swiffer Sweets, dog?
It ain't in my business right here to be taking from people's car, my dude, all right?
Only thing I need you to do, dog, man to man, and this
what's
ain't
up?
No, this ain't no threat. I'm just hollering at you. Woo-woo-woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? Woo-woo-woo-woo. I'm just
ooh,
hollering
what?
At you, dog. I just
what?
Need y'all to replace my scale, my dime bag of weed, my Swiffer Sweets, and dog,
my dude,
left over that
Benihana,
dog.
My dude,
dog.
My dude.
Dog.
Dog,
look, I break it down this. I break it down this, dog. Dog,
and
can
woo-woo-woo, and wah-wah-wah, and
dog, 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 can I break it down to this? Dog, where my weed at, my Swiffer Sweets, dog?
Maybe it's underneath your grandma's wig. Go find out where that is.
Do your grandma still work for the Census Bureau?
Bring your back up in here again and see what happens. I'm going to wax your instead of your wheels.
How long you going to be up
bring
there?
Your car, roll up in here and see what happens, but dude.
I heard y'all be washing cars with shampoo anyway.
That Pantene that your ma used on your...
I heard Cheryl Underwood be selling stolen purses in your car wash.
Krispy cream. So what you got?
I heard yesterday y'all ran out of water.
I caught what?
On the man, nigga. I'm cutting all y'all. I'm gonna get all y'all water cut off. Old punk ass car wash.
You ain't got
y'all ain't even got the things in the car wash that spin around. Y'all got two scissors in there spinning around real fast with shampoo on them.
Wow, yuck, right. What you got?
Yeah, we'll be up there in 5 minutes.
Spinning right here at the gate. Nigga, get off my phone for that bullshit, yo.
Hey, yo, it's your boy KC, and you're listening to the Ann Taylor Show.
Some days or weeks I couldn't tell you how much you mean
to me.
I really love you. Been stuck too long, but now's my chance to tell you. The way you move my heart got my body feeling numb. This that song for you. Clock, I'm right on the dot, red roses right down the block, yeah. She walked by my door, said,
hello?
I froze, my heart sank down to the floor.
What the hell is wrong with me? I don't know.
Been waiting for a moment, got a tough and I'ma take it deep and let it blow. I missed her sweet smiles and laughter.
Stop.
I wonder what she said when I tell her
how I really feel doesn't lead into disaster.
Living in an unknown, contemplating the what is, that's what really causes me to suffer. It's some days or weeks I couldn't tell you how much you mean
to me.
I really love you. Been stuck too long, but now's my chance to tell you. The way you move my heart got my body feeling numb. This that song for you.
It's my jam right here. Man, what's up, y'all? This is the Ann Taylor Show. Y'all been tuning in to the best of the best in the West. I'm your boy, Ann Taylor. And guess what? We have Nicole Adrian in the house. I know. We're going to get back.
Hi.
It's Nicole.
Hey,
we're going to get back to the big man interview after this. But I wanted to just bring Nicole in because we're about to work on her show. You know how it goes, man. What's up with you, Nicole? How you doing?
Good. How are you, my dear friend?
I hope everyone is
doing well. Welcome to the Ann Taylor Show, y'all.
That's it. This is the Ann Taylor Show. And we just do what we do. We talk a lot of ignorant stuff. You guys make sure you get over to Nicole Adrian Show. You want to hear Ann Taylor unplugged because, you know, Ann Taylor is like not unplugged here. But Ann Taylor Unplugged is on the Ann Taylor's. It's on the Nicole Adrian Show. I'm unplugged and I'm as ignorant as can be. There's no description to match the level of ignorance that I bring to the table when I'm on the Nicole Adrian Show. Very ignorant.
Yes.
And Nicole is equally, she's equally ignorant. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, y'all, we really talk. We have fun. We have a lot of fun. And we talk about some really real stuff, right? Really relatable things that everybody can relate to on some capacity. Like there will be an episode or a topic that you will feel. We promise you that. You may not resonate with everything, but there will be something you will resonate with.
Exactly.
So y'all go check out the Nicole Adrian Show.
That's it. And if you can combine the words ignorance and intelligence at the same time.
Yeah, it's a perfect balance.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
Ignitelligence. Yes. Over there going on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I wonder.
Yes, you guys.
You know, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play something to you, and I want to know, do these guys sound controlling, or it just am I wrong to think that, to even think that maybe perhaps they're, you know what I mean, they're not, and this is just how some guys think. And
okay, so you want just
that.
A woman's perspective.
Absolutely.
Like, you want to know, like, okay,
check this out. You may have heard it already, but check it out.
Dudes out here be letting a woman on Instagram follow these other dudes, like these other dudes' story. What you watching another man for?
Amen.
Right? And they will call it, they will try to trick you out of doing that. Oh, you're insecure. No, but if my woman is really for me and ain't got eyes for nobody else, which she shouldn't have, why is she even putting something in her face to even tempt her?
Amen.
It's like I said, it go back to the mental Goldie. If that broad would entertain a guy, watch his story, like his pictures, she'll go have sex with that man. She'll get that man some money.
It's only
she'll
a matter of time.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time till she find yeah. one that she really likes.
And if somebody. She's going to argue you down about wanting to do it, oh, what does that man. Say? They thought I was joking. I was like, man, my woman can't wear a T-shirt of Tupac.
For what?
He don't pay no bills around
For
here.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, how dare you campaign for a man that not only you don't know, he don't know you. Matter of fact, you goofy.
Is she goofy?
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Now, this is interesting. I actually have heard this before, Maurice. Listen. Okay, you guys. So just hear me out on this, okay? Now, I have a few things to say. We're going to start off with first, the first thing he said, never have I used to struggle with this with my relationship dynamics where it's like, usually the man doesn't care about that. You know why? Men don't care about what their woman does on the internet because they're the ones doing it. You get it? Most of the time, it's the woman saying, hey, my man is the one that's hard-eyeing and inboxing other women and following these half-naked women, right, or whatever, right? It's usually the other way around. You never see a man. I've never had one man. Okay, I'm lying. I just thought about it. I had an ex who did trip off that kind of behavior. But he was still doing it. You get it? It's more of a double standard. Men are often the ones that do that. They're, you know, lustful and looking at these other women. The woman is insecure about her. The woman is questioning, stop doing that, right? I've had situations in my relationship dynamics where I'm like trying to tell my ex-boyfriends at the time, hey, you know what? Why is it that you like feel the need to do that? And I would get called insecure. They gonna give you every excuse that it's okay to do it, right? Because they want to genuinely do it. So what I will say about that is, he's saying that to his woman. If that's his standard and that's his boundary, he's not wrong for that, okay? Exactly. That is not wrong. I feel, hey, if we both are on the same page, because I'm that type of woman, I don't really care no more because I'm single, but I was once that woman. So if I feel like that's, because some people don't care. Some women, men and women, they're okay with their partner doing that. They figure, hey, you know, long as you're not going and, you know, actually cheating on me, it's okay to like, you know, what you see or whatever, right? Some people don't care about that. But for the men and women who do, then you need to be with your type. You need to be with a man who understands that can respect you, but also know that if you want that type of behavior, don't be mad if he expects you to be the same way. He might not. He might say, hey, it's okay, I'm not tripping off that kind of stuff. Because I'm going to be honest, most men, they don't care. I've never had too many men care about that. It's usually the women who trip off that. But I feel like he's not wrong for that. Now, what I will say is this, okay? As far as saying, first of all, Tupac is my favorite rapper, honey. Let's be clear. That's like, is that, I think that is a little controlling. Like, okay, that's like if my your partner is a man, right? And he might, excuse me, sorry about that. If your partner is a man and he's wearing a shirt of Beyonce, who cares? Beyonce ain't gonna want your man. Dad, he ain't gonna get no Beyonce. It's a celebrity, okay? So if I think that if you have a problem me wearing a shirt of Tupac, I think that is a little controlling. Bruh. I definitely think that's controlling. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That I don't agree with.
This one's a little bit more general. More people can understand it. It's not about relationship. It's about relationship with guys and girls and people in general in the world. Check it out.
Okay.
Did you know that when you hang around people for too long, they start losing respect for you? Not because you did anything wrong, no. Just because you're always there. Familiarity will breed comfort and then disrespect. And before you know it, they stop listening. They stop valuing your time, your words, your presence. And worse, you start feeling like you're the problem. Like you're disappointing people just for being yourself. And that's why I keep my distance. Not out of pride, not out of fear, but out of wisdom. It's called the law of scarcity. Because when you're not always available, your presence becomes more powerful. Did you know?
So, the law of scarcity.
Scarcity.
Thank you for that correction. I'm a edit it out
welcome.
Anyway, so you ain't gonna be correcting me on my goddamn show.
You can't hold so, my love. I'm gonna edit so that crazy. Shit right I love out. My friend. You not crazy. Cool.
No, there's no way, no how. You gonna be correcting me for saying some backward shit. So look, so it's true. And what I've learned, it took me some time.
Do you know what scarcity means?
Hang on a sec. We're not gonna. You still trying to? Now you trying to define the word that you're correcting. We ain't gonna do that here. This ain't the Nicole Adrian show. So check it out. When you
go ahead.
when you make yourself too available for people, this mm-hmm. is what happens. They put them, they if they're low register and you are always around for them to be around, they are eventually going to make you like them. They're going to say, this person's low register like me. I'm going to treat them low register. And
you know what? You know, this is, you know what? Now that I really, that is a very, I'm really glad we played that and we, because that really just put some perspective for me. And it really made me self-reflect on some people that I had to let go of in my past, right? That's absolutely true. He is absolutely correct. Not saying, like you said, low register. Let's clarify, you guys. We're not talking about, we're talking about people who, right, just don't mean you no good, right? They don't mean, they just don't mean you no good. Now, those type of people who just don't serve you to be in your life, okay, they will definitely make you feel as though you're a burden, or like they only want you around when it's convenient for them, right? And if you continue to surround yourself with people like that, you will start to change. You will start to have low self-esteem. You will start to question yourself. You will start to doubt yourself. You will start to feel unworthy. You will start to feel bad in their presence, right? So he is absolutely correct. You have to, I wouldn't even say you need to distance yourself. You just got to cut people like that out your life, okay? But in general, everyone's different. So some people really love to spend time with certain people in their lives, whether that be loved ones, family, friends, right? So I can't, it's a very broad perspective. You can't just say, because everyone's different. Some people are more reserved. Some people are more social. Some people are introverts. Some people are extroverts. I'm a little bit of both. So it really depends on the individual. But what I will say is that when you see that people are not treating you the way that you deserve to be treated, you need to let them know. If they cannot change that behavior, get rid of them. Don't give people chances after chances to keep whatever they're doing wrong to you, okay? Whether that be disrespecting you, neglecting you, using you, making you feel less than as an individual. Just, you need to tell them about their behavior. If they can change it, fine, cool. We can continue our relationship. If not, they got to go, okay? Do not allow people to keep, don't let them overstay their welcome in that regard, okay? But he's right that sometimes your actions need to be felt for people to change, or for people to just say, hey, dang, I really missed out on a great person had I just changed my ways, right? So I do agree with that, but I'm at a point in my own life where I no longer accept that type of behavior. I'm going to tell you one time about yourself, and if that one time you can't change, then you got to go. Okay?
Real talk. Now is the time for you to give the definition of, what did you say? Scarcity.
Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all, this is the thing where I was taught, where they say don't have a scarcity mindset. Now, this goes for like relationships. So like, for a woman or man to say, hey, you know how you might be with somebody, you say, oh my God, I can't get better, right? I'm stuck with this person, right? That's in a scarcity mindset. Now you wanna have an abundant mindset. You wanna have a mindset to say, hey, without this person, I'm still gonna be me, right? I was me before this person. I'm still going to be Nicole after this person. Y'all get what I'm saying? So to know yourself enough to say, hey, this does not serve me. Let me move on in my life. That don't mean I have to move on to a new friend, a new family member, a new relationship. It simply means I can move on for me so that I can work on me, so I can find myself better, love myself more, and have more peace of mind in my own life. Meaning say, I'm okay. I don't have a mindset to say, oh my God, I got to hold on to unhealthy attachments to people anymore. So, or to say, hey, I can't find another man or woman that I could be emotionally inclined with. Oh, I can't find a better friendship. To know that there are a billion people on the planet, and there's always greater. There's always people who will come into your life and make you better, and y'all can have a great relationship. Don't settle for the wrong people in your life. And I don't care to what capacity that is. Like I said, whether that be lover, family, or friends, you can stay the hell away from me if you cannot come at me the right way.
Man, real talk. Ladies and gentlemen, that voice you hear belongs to Nicole Aladrian, host of the Nicole Aladrian Show. Look it up.
Yeah.
Google it, Spotify it, a couple other places you can find it, man. That is Nicole.
So you guys, first and foremost, okay, I'm an independent singer-songwriter. And my producer as well, he is a part of the Nicole Aladrian Show. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you, buddy. Y'all, he is also my current producer, you guys. So If you guys want to go follow me on TikTok, you guys can see some of my content and my music there. I have over 20 sounds on my TikTok as well. You can find my music on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, Amazon, and YouTube, as well as a lot of other online platforms where music is. And my podcast show is also available on YouTube, as well as the Spreaker app. Now, if you download the Spreaker app, you can go under podcasts and type in The Nicole Adrian Show. But if you go straight to my YouTube channel, all the episodes are currently there, as well as all of my music plus music videos. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, all the same name, you guys, Nicole Aladrian. That's NicoleAladrian.
And now we're going to get to this remix that Nicole and I are working on together.
Come and knock on my door.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and his. Three's company too.
Man, you know this is the shit.
Come and dance on the floor.
Come and dance on the floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face.
Three's company too. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. All right, everybody. I know we're stupid. This
oh
is
an
Ann Taylor.
That's a fun song. That man. Is like, that is one of those songs that
oh no, they got
you
man.
Hear it and it just make you think of like nostalgia, make you think of like happy times with people, right? And good people in your company. I think that's one of those songs that just bring us back to a place in time. And it never gets old, right? It's a classic.
Okay, listen to this one. I don't know if you remember this one. This is the jam right here.
That we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
You remember that show called
oh
Family
God,
Ties?
I heard that a long time ago.
Yeah, that's Family Ties.
Okay. I'm like, I know I heard that before, but I couldn't put my finger on it. Oh, right. Man. I love music.
I know. Tell me about it. That's why we're going to start working on your new song. And you know the thing is like this is for the old heads. I mean, you know, you got to be a little up there. And Nicole don't even remember most of these shows, but I do. And the thing is like, you know, it was great TV back in the day, and the theme songs was. Let me see if anybody remember this one.
Where is it? Phenomenal, yeah.
This was called The Greatest American Hero.
Believe it or not.
Walking on air. I don't know if you remember that song. But.
Yeah, I heard that song before.
I can't believe it myself.
All right, everybody. This is the Ann Taylor Show. We going off of the rails here. Thank you for tuning in with Nicole and I.
So
we were
fun.
Supposed to be.
Thank you for having me.
Man, it's all good,
it's
man.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, and this is in the middle of a.
It really is a pleasure.
Exactly. This is the middle of a big man interview, so I'm going to get back to you. But thank you for joining me on the segment, Nicole. And check this out, y'all. Out of all these big man albums that exist, there is no Ann Taylor appearance on any of them. So the only way I figured to get on a big man album was to make one with him.
Hey, let's make one together. He's on the album.
No, I'm not. You taking one of our the group episodes and put it on? What song am I on?
No, I did. You're on the remix of I Am Everything.
Oh, that's gonna be on there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
I take it back.
I was like, we just did an album. It's only right I had you on the album.
I'm on 1% of the album. So, but man, you know what? Hey, and this is the family connect. Jay Maze is related. Actually, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man. And we got like all the best times, man. I mean, you know, coming out all at once, man. And it's surfacing to where Big Man and I actually got in the studio together. And Big Man actually just, did you finish? I think he finished all the mixing and mastering on the album, I think, right?
We're done.
Yeah, so we're going to roll that out after the Big Man album comes out. There's another important person that I would like to speak about.
Yeah.
Not our brother Ken, but the nephew.
Oh, yeah.
Almighty D. And you're going to have an album with him.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Tell me a little bit about this young man, man. Well, he's an extraordinary young dude, man. I love him, man, with every heartbeat, man. But let's hear your take on him.
Hey, he's a workaholic. He's a very hard worker. He's dropping albums, I want to say, every 3 to 4 months. He's dropping singles in between, you know what I'm saying? So it's man, it runs in our blood. Like, we hard workers. He just dropped the new album, President. You know, I think he dropped that, what, last month, something like that. Yeah, so, yeah, it's we moving, man. We moving. And me and him doing our he's working on our new single. Well, it's not even a single. It's a song that's going to be on the album. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be done by the 31st. So, yeah, but basically, like, I wanted to put a bunch of people on the album and stuff like that, but I'm not trying to pressure nobody, because I've already pressured myself. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, even when I sent out the IMF, man, I told everybody 7 days. Please have it back to me in 7 days. You know how many I Am Everything verses that I don't have? You know what I'm saying? This is about to be the easiest edit and mix down and master on a remix ever. Because I thought I was going to really put in some work. So this everything's going according to God's plan right now. But that man, he mixes and masters just like I do. So I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of everything he's already put out. And I'm really excited to hear the new music that he's going to be bringing to you guys in the future.
Man, Almighty D, man. We got Almighty D. We got a brother named Sam Savan, who's actually working on his album. Big Man is actually tweaking along on that one, too. He twisting knobs, contributing and doing things. Almighty D, Ed Taylor, Big Man album. Man, it's a lot of stuff going on. Big Man, was there anything that you wanted to shout out to your peoples out there, man, so we won't pass that up and not get a chance to say it?
Man, I just want to say positive energy from me to you. And I hope that you are following me somewhere on social media to keep up with the way. You know what I'm saying? And if not, some people aren't on social media. You know, just tap in with somebody that is. And so, hey, go listen to that new Big Man. I want to hear it. Or you know, whatever. But just follow me on social media. Like my brother said, Google Ghetto, GEDDOG, or type in Big Man, BIGG. Space MANN, and you gonna find me. You gonna find my personal Facebook page. You gonna find my IG. You gonna find my X account. You gonna find all that. So, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, man, I would like to have you back on the show. You know, you're always welcome, man. You can even do the Big Man takeover. I didn't see you do that last week, which was amazing. It was amazing, man, to hear all them songs, man, back to back like that. You can release that as an album, The Takeover. That could be an album on its own, man. That was dope, man. But yeah, man, you know, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And I want to, next time you're on, man, I want to talk to you about some other things, a little technology, some of the tactics that people are using to make good music these days, and some of the things that's going on in the industry. But I kind of wanted to focus this episode on just making sure that we talk about the new album coming out.
Yes, August 13th, Reverberations, Big Man.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here today on the Ant Taylor Show. Thank God for blessing us ability to be here. And Big Man, as always, thank you.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to the Ant Taylor Show. Y'all tune in, tap in, listen to my big bro off top, because he's number one in the nation. Stop.
That's it.
Yeah.
Get off. Yo, before we go, just a reminder to everyone out there grinding, don't ever be afraid to show your talent. The world needs your voice, your perspective, your art. Stay true to who you are. Even when it's tempting to fit in, remember, standing out is where the magic happens. Keep working on your craft. Stay sharp, build your network, and grow your skills. You may not be where you want to be yet, but if you keep going, you'll get there. And when you do, don't forget to reach back and help someone else climbing that same ladder. That's how we grow. That's how we win. Until next time, stay real, stay bold, and stay you. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Aunt Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Aunt Taylor Show.